Well, it's Tuesday afternoon and time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, the last couple of weeks you've been asking questions about who certain people or dogs were. What are you looking at this week?
This week I'm going to something rather different, and I'm going to be looking at a group called the Purley Brotherhood, or Purley Colony, as they were sometimes known. A group of people living and working in Purley, about 4 miles outside Malden.
Right, and what sort of years are we looking at here?
We're looking really at the beginning of it all was quite early, 1896.
All right.
And the group was inspired by none other than the Russian writer Leo Tolstoy.
Right.
Who, of course, we've all heard of, even if we haven't read any of his books. And Tolstoy, at this point in his life, had developed a philosophy of people working in communities, brotherhoods, in other words. And he was extremely anti-organisation by outside authorities. He believed that people should be in groups, living and working and self-governing. And a group of his disciples, for want of a better word, formed a colony at Purley. They bought roughly 10 acres of land, bought or rented, and rented cottages in the area, and they would all live communally. So it was what today we'd refer to really as a commune.
Yeah.
And they worked in the area in a variety of jobs, and they also had their own printing press, producing, you won't be surprised to know, cheap editions of Tolstoy's work.
Oh, right.
And this colony lasted for a few years, but as these things tend to do, by about 1900, the colony was beginning to break up. Mm. I might add that at one point, there were Russian refugees who'd fled to England because of persecution in Russia, and they also joined the colony. And what tended to happen was the colony broke up and people moved off elsewhere. One group actually went to Canada to set up. Mm-hmm. Another group went to Dorset. Another group went to land in Gloucestershire.
Right.
So, yeah, it was interesting while it lasted and obviously caused quite a lot of comment locally.
I can imagine that it did. Mm. All right. Okay, thanks very much indeed for that, Margaret. And what are you looking at next week?
Well, again, one thing to another. Next week, I'll be looking at a couple of interesting churches in Essex.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.